Hi, welcome back to, well, here. I hope you're doing well. I hope that you're staying healthy and happy and mostly holy in the eyes of God. But if you're having a season that's not quite good, I also hope that you know, as cliche as it sounds, that it's gonna be okay, that it'll pass. This is just bumps and bruises. Every story has bumps and bruises, and this is just a part of the story, not the entire story. So make sure that you honor the season you're in, that you honor it, that you honor God in your season, and that you learn the lesson in your season that God wants you to learn, so you don't have to come back to it again. But speaking of seasons, I was doing my I was spending time with God, and I was reading Ecclesiastes 3. I was reading two specific passages, two specific verses there, and I was reminded of this song, and it goes, "We had the right love at the wrong time." Do you know that song? Do you guys know that song? Because I actually don't. I don't know the title. I don't know what goes next. I do know that I was reminded of that song for some reason, and as I was pondering this chapter and as I was reminded of that song, it did make me wonder, is it possible to have the right thing at the wrong time? By the way, this is not going to be a podcast about love life. Absolutely not. But as I was wondering if it's possible for us to have the right thing at the wrong time, I wondered how that might look like, and if that's actually possible, how can... is that still a good thing? And in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 1 and verse 11. It says there, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end." I'm just going to talk about that verse, and not as a whole, but like maybe sentence by sentence. So in verse 1, it says there, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." That means that God's timing is perfect. Because from the very beginning, even before you were born, even before you and I were born, the plans that he has in store for us, it's already been aligned, it's already been taken care of, it's already been scheduled. All we need to do is to walk on the path, is to make the choices, to follow the choices that the Holy Spirit is leading us to do, and so that we will be able to walk in the perfect will of God. Because there's two types of God's will. There's God's perfect will and God's permissive will. The first type of will that I talked about, which is God's perfect will, that actually is how God wants your life to unfold. It's going to be the right thing, the right time, the right process, the right everything. It says in Proverbs that when he blesses, he adds no sorrow to it. So normally, I'm not saying that you won't need to work hard for it. I'm not saying that there won't be any challenges that comes with this, because we still live in an imperfect world. But it is, as you walk with God, it is possible for you to experience God's perfect will, where when you walk in complete obedience and submission to him, you will experience having the right thing at the right time under the right process that will prepare you for that whole thing, for that answered prayer, for that blessing. And then there's the second type of God's will, which is God's permissive will. This will is not how God wants your life to unfold, but he still allowed it to happen. He still allowed it to happen, not because he wants it, but not because he will be pleased by it, but because you are forcing it, you are manipulating, and you are not trusting him enough, that you're doing things outside of his will. You are making choices outside of his will. And one thing about the Holy Spirit is that he is a perfect gentleman. He will never violate anyone's free will. He will not. He really does respect our choices. Respect might be a tricky term, but he will not violate anyone's free will. So when we talk about God's permissive will, that means that there will be things that he will allow to happen to your life, but it will not be necessarily how he wants it to unfold. But the reason why he is allowing it to happen is because that's the that's how your choices are. That's where your choices are going. That's he's trying to guide you the other way, but you're still making choices that's completely opposite to that. And because you're making that choice, he's gonna try to intervene by through your conscience, through warning, through discipline. But if you keep manipulating it and trying to control your life your own way and not relying on him, he will definitely just allow what you want to happen. So reading this passage, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. I know now for a fact that everything that I'm supposed to have, there is a right time for me to have it. But because sin has contaminated the world, I also know now that it's possible for me to make choices outside of God's will that will allow me, that will enable me to have the right thing, but not necessarily at the right time. To have the right thing at the wrong time is totally possible. And if there's one thing that God emphasized in my heart as I was studying this passage, is that to have the right thing at the wrong time is no longer a blessing from God, but a curse. Because when God blesses, he adds no sorrow with it. When God blesses, you don't have to compromise your beliefs, your godly principles. When God blesses you with something, it will not hinder you from fully obeying him. When God blesses you with something, it will not require you to sin. It will not require you to sacrifice the things that he does not want you to sacrifice. But there will be times when we will have the right thing, but at the wrong time, simply because of disobedience, simply because we chose to trust in our own logic, our own wisdom, our own experience, and we are choosing to honor or cater to our own expectations more than what God wants for us to experience. So regarding that question earlier, is it possible for us to have the right thing at the wrong time? Absolutely. And unfortunately, yes. And it's possible for us to have the right thing at the wrong time because of our disobedience. And what's going to happen? If you have the right thing at the wrong time, what does that look like in someone's life? That will definitely be dependent on a case-to-case basis, but ultimately having the right thing at the wrong time is not going to be a blessing, but it's going to be a curse. Because if you have the right thing and you didn't go through the right process allowing you to have it at the wrong time, that means that you're not prepared for that right thing. And if you're not prepared for that right thing, it is possible that you will misplace it, you will mishandle it, you will not know how to use it properly, and most importantly, you will try to just manipulate it or try to control it for your own good instead of using it and giving back all the glory to God. And this can quickly become catastrophic. This can quickly become chaotic. So I need you right now, I don't know where you're listening to this, but I need you to stop for a bit and think about the one thing that you have. There is one thing that God will reveal to you right now. And that one thing that you really, really want, that you really, really want to happen to your life. And I need, as God is revealing that to you right now, allow him to also reveal to you if there's something you're manipulating, if there's something you're relying completely on him, or if you're relying for this to happen on your own strength alone. Because this is a crucial part of your decision making. This is a crucial part of your life when you're deciding something. It doesn't have to be as huge as like who you're gonna marry or when you're gonna marry. It can be little seeds of compromise that you can allow your life to that you entertain in your life that can cause greater and more dangerous things to happen to your life, not only to your physical body but to your spiritual body. So as a reminder, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. This is a reminder for us that God's timing is always perfect. God's timing is always perfect. If there is something that he wants you to have, there is also the right time for you to have it. all right time for you to have it. There's no need for you to rush anything. There's no need for you to slow down and not want to have it. But there is a right time. There is God's perfect time for every single thing that's supposed to unfold in your life. And that can only happen. You can only have something at the right time, at the right thing at the right time, if you completely submit yourself unto God. And submitting yourself to God will include you surrendering all your expectations. Because you know how we make plans. Lord, I want to graduate by this time. I want to get married by this time. This is how I want my life to look like in 3, 5, 7, 15 years. That also, when we talk about submission to God, it looks like submitting all of those plans, all of those desires, all of those expected timelines unto Him, and letting Him know that, God, this is the kind of plans I have. These are the kind of plans I have for myself, but I want Your will to happen more than my will, because I know that Your will is perfect. It says on verse 11, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. We live in such a microwave generation where, not that people don't work hard anymore, we do, but it's just that we want to have something. When we want something, when we decide that we want something, we want to have it right away. We want to have it immediately. It is very rare now that we often stop to think, wait, is this really where God wants, how God wants me to have this? Is this really how God wants my life to unfold? Sometimes we want to have something so much immediately that we don't trust His timing anymore. But I need you to stop, take a breath, and just remember that a life outside of God's will is not a life worth living. There is nothing beautiful outside God's perfect timing. There is nothing beautiful outside of God's will, because God has made everything beautiful for its own time. Even if you have the right thing, if you have it at the wrong time, it will no longer be beautiful. Even if you have the right thing, if you have it at the wrong time, if you have it outside God's perfect timing, I'm telling you that it can quickly become catastrophic, to the point where your life will no longer be under God's order. He has planted eternity in the human heart. You know, when we desire something, and when God is taking His time for us to have it, it's not because he's holding it back from us, but because He knows that we need to go through the proper process first, not only to prepare us for that promise, which is already significant, but to prepare us for the eternal life that's about to come. We have to remember that this is not our home. This is not the final life that we're gonna live. There is a life outside this life that will be much greater, will be much, much longer, because it's eternal life, and will be much more significant. And this is how, in this life that we have right now, this is how we prepare for it. And as we prepare for it, and as we are in the process of waiting for that, we are being prepared by little things are the biggest things, as God molds our character to be more patient, to be more vigilant, to be more obedient and submissive, because He has planted He has planted eternity in the human heart. Our hearts are not made for this world, so there's nothing in this world that can satisfy it fully. The only thing that can satisfy our hearts is the God who created our hearts, and the God who is the God of eternity, which is our Heavenly Father alone. So there is nothing worth trusting outside God's perfect will and outside God's perfect plan for you. And as the last part of the passage goes, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. And I think that this is very crucial, because there will be times in our lives when we think that we make logical decisions because we know so much about our situation. But we don't often realize this, but we can actually be so caught up in one situation. We can be so caught up in one thing, something so much, that we don't realize that in a painting, let's say, for example, in a painting, it's a painting of the whole galaxy, but because we're so close to the situation, we're right in the middle of it, we only see one star. But and then there's God, who sees the entire painting, who sees the entire galaxy. That's how he is. He doesn't only see what's happening to us right now. He sees everything that will happen 3, 7, 5 years, 15 years from now. So that means that yes, we may want what's best for us, but we will not always know what's best for us because we're limited and we don't always know what's going to happen next. But there's God who loves us very much, who is calling us to trust in him alone, to obey him so that we can fully walk in his perfect will, so that we will be at the right place at the right time. You know, to manipulate the timing of God's blessings for you is kind of like giving what's your dream car? Because my dream car is an Audi R8, but that's like for single people, I think. So I'm gonna say like something SUV, like, I don't know, a Lexus of some sort. And then that's like giving Lexus to a 9-month-old baby. A Lexus is good, a Lexus is nice, a Lexus may be, you know, the right vehicle, but is it the right vehicle for the baby? Absolutely not. If you leave that 9-month-old baby behind the wheel, that can, I don't have to tell you how dangerous and how much destruction that could quickly happen with that whole scenario, with that whole situation. I know I'm exaggerating, it seems like I'm exaggerating right now, but to have the right thing at the wrong time, to manipulate God's timing, it's all gonna cause us to live a life that is outside of God's will. And to live outside of God's will, that means that you're voluntarily placing your life outside of God's protection. You're voluntarily placing your life outside God's perfect will, outside what God wants you to happen. And then you can quickly expect chaos, disorder to happen in your life. So this is a message for you, and also a reminder for all of us, for me and most especially, which is why this is my devotions as well, that if there's something that you want so much, the best thing to do about it is to pray. Pray for it, surrender it to God, and pray for it all the time. Make sure that you don't want that thing more than you want God, because that's mainly the reason why we want something so much that we end up disobeying God, when you want something so much that we want it more than God. Pray for it. When you want something so much, I don't have to say anything specific. You know what you want. God knows what you want. When you want something so much, pray for it. Surrender it to God. Surrender. And with that surrender, surrender every expectation. Surrender every timeline you may have planned. Surrender every... surrender how, you know, how you want it to look like. And declare with your mouth that, Lord, this is what I want, this is what I'm asking, but let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. I'm telling you, and I am once again reminding you that it's not, you do not want in the long run. You may think you want it now, but you do not want the right thing at the wrong time. To manipulate God's timing, to try to manipulate the timing of when you're gonna receive the blessings of God is a complete and utter proof that you don't trust God and you trust yourself more. So if that's you, I encourage you to, if you have a room, go shut the doors, or maybe if you can find a private place wherever you are, and just take a moment to talk to God and ask and say, Lord, this is what I want to happen from my life, but I want you more. I want to get to know you in this season of my life. Help me to be faithful in this season of my life so that I can be prepared to where you want me to go next. Help me to get there at the right time. Help me to get there with all the right things that I need. And help me to love you above it all. Help me to always honor you and to love you and to walk with the fear of the Lord, that I will not want anything more than I want you, more than I love you, more than I want to serve you. And if you're listening to this and you don't really know Christ, you don't know, if you believe in Christ, this is an invitation that, you know what, your life without guidance is a life that's headed for destruction. And there's so many things in this world that can guide you. The social media can guide you. You can guide your own self, but you can also choose to guide, to let the God of the universe, the God who sees the whole scope of eternity, guide you into the right path, into the path that He has created for you to walk on, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So that is it. Thank you so much for listening. And if you know anybody that might benefit from this, that might need to hear this, you can share this with them. And if you need to contact me, the email address is right there, wherever the screen is. And have a good night, day, wherever you may be. Bye.